This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A communist art of tyranny.
YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki scuttles around drawing in her prey so that she can suck the life out of free speech.
We've seen Mark Zuckerberg, we've seen Jack Dorsey now testify before Congress multiple times, and I've heard it said that YouTube is getting a pass. Do you think you should be up there testifying?
Well, I think we do get a lot of scrutiny.
Russian Foreign Ministry denounces aggression that aims to silence RT after YouTube bans two German language channels for talking about natural immunity existing. That's like saying RT is banned for saying birds fly in the sky or grass is green.
Would Google ever leave Russia like it left China?
I think we really want to make sure that we're working and serving audiences as much as we possibly can.
The web of YouTube has more than 1 billion users who watch more than 1 billion hours of video every day.
It wasn't hard to see them slowly censoring starting 4 years ago. But even if you slowly censor, pretty soon, even if you slowly drink a glass of water, pretty soon you're at the bottom of the glass. It's old dinosaur media working with big tech that's owned by the big banks that owns Big Pharma. And Big Pharma is their system to assault us and to depopulate us, to sterilize us. They all go together.
We're going to recommend companies that we know have a long tradition of delivering reliable news.
Dr. Gupta mentioned about, you know, not putting masks on kids. That's not effective, not necessary.
That, YouTube told the Wall Street Journal, violated the consensus of local and global health authorities regarding the efficacy of masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. A DeSantis spokesman told Fox News, YouTube's action is another blatant example of big tech attempting to silence those who disagree with their woke corporate agenda, noting the panel featured world-renowned scientists from Oxford, Stanford, and Harvard.
A resolution before the Clark County Commission today would declare all misinformation and disinformation related to the coronavirus a public health crisis, potentially clearing the way for more concrete policies to come. The resolution does not define what misinformation is, but says that the practice has significantly undermined public health efforts and created a culture of mistrust.
Listen, banning all anti-vaccine content, it's not going to be easy. It's a complicated content moderation problem because anti-vaxxers are very good at evading the platforms. And so we're just going to have to wait to see how well they do.
And so before they launched COVID-19 on us, they got control of all the major health departments in the world except a few. They put out the lie that it didn't come out of the Wuhan lab. They put out all those lies. They sold all that propaganda. And when people tried to speak out against it, prominent doctors, prominent scientists, the heads of their fields, Nobel Prize winners, they were universally censored and blocked out and blacked out.
YouTube has now banned any COVID vaccine videos that don't succumb to the narrative, including Dr. Joseph Mercola and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who they claim are partially responsible for the skepticism contributing to the slowing vaccination rates across the country.
Back at home in the United States, the newspapers are saying that I came here today to speak to about 5,000 Nazis. But I look at this crowd and I see the opposite of Nazism. People who want open government. People who want leaders that are not going to lie to them. We want health officials who don't have financial entanglements with the pharmaceutical industry, who are working for us and not Big Pharma. You are not going to take away our freedom. You are not going to poison our children. We are going to demand our democracy back. Thank you all very much for fighting.
YouTube stated its tyrannical demands, saying, specifically, content that falsely alleges that approved vaccines are dangerous and cause chronic health effects, claims that vaccines do not reduce transmission or contraction of the disease, or contain misinformation on the substances contained in vaccines, will be removed. This would include content that falsely says that approved vaccines cause autism, cancer, or infertility, or that substances in the vaccines contract those who receive them. If you want to talk about adverse reactions in the measles or chickenpox vaccine, then the ban is non-existent. Just don't dare utter a word about the New World Order inoculation. John Bowne reporting.
That's a powerful report. It's on Bandout Video. Save lives, share it. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with eight natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in incredibly historic times. Welcome to hour number two on this October 6th Wednesday broadcast. Coming up next segment, I'm going to give out the toll-free number, and I'm hosting the fourth hour today as well. So we're going to have 2 hours and at least 30 minutes of phone calls here on the transmission. And you heard a lot of what I covered last hour, the outrageous claims by the Associated Press, Reuters, and others that Bill Gates never wanted depopulation. He wants a bigger population. He wants more people, and his shots are so safe, and he loves you. And then, of course, I showed all the documents in his own videos and his own statements. They want to depopulate by 90% and use tainted vaccines to do it. Absolutely insane. We can get into that. We can get into the incredible footage I'm going to get to here next segment of Biden not knowing who he is and Kerry telling French TV that Biden, quote, literally not aware of what's going on or what he's doing. That's all coming up. But I want to hit this right now. It was actually in my stack already today before we had a shooting in Arlington, Texas, a suburb of Dallas and Fort Worth. It's between the two of them, one of my old stomping grounds growing up, where I moved down here in late high school, but side issue. I already had my stack that they will take a shooting where two or three people get injured or one person dies, and it will be on the news for days, if not weeks, and it will be the end of the world, and it will be every gun owner's fault that that person died, or some Ritalin, Prozac head, shoot 'em up video game, devil worshiper who love the Columbine operation, goes in and shoots little kids in Connecticut, and then every gun owner is to blame and Remington is to blame because Adam Lanza illegally got the gun from his mother. I mean, that's just preposterous. Like if somebody stole a Ford truck and ran over a bunch of people like the Muslims do, would Ford truck be to blame or would it be the radical jihadi? So it's the same story over and over again. So I'm already was planning to talk about that today because of the big announcement and the big letter that was sent out by the Attorney General that actually agrees with the National Education Association and the National Teachers Union and the National Association of School Districts that are supposedly independent but are about as globalist and communist as Lenin's left toe. Absolutely out of control. And then sure enough, there's another shooting in Dallas, 4 injured, gang-related. And as soon as it turned out that the reported shooter was black, that went off the TV faster than you could say, twinkle in your eye. So what's really going on here? Well, they said as soon as Biden stole his way in, white supremacists are the number one terror threat in America. And they said, and what are white supremacists? People that question the election, people that question lockdowns. And they started saying that in late January, early February, of this year, and then they segued over by June and put out this big, giant report that I know you've gotten sick of me since June showing probably 300, 400 times. I mean, every couple days I show this. National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, June 2021. Official executive policy and directive of the Pentagon, of the CIA, of the FBI, to illegally, domestically surveil white people. And you've seen General Milley and General Austin and all of them on TV saying, yes, January 6th was a white supremacist attack, and white supremacism is the number one threat, the head of the FBI, the head of the Justice Department, and it's just anybody. Any white supremacists aren't even on the radar screen as statistically as a threat to anybody, okay? Most of them are FBI agents, provocateurs, or ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center operatives. B, certainly people that question the election or don't like lockdowns or question the vaccines that aren't vaccines, clearly they're not white supremacists. This document says that they are white supremacists, that you are a white supremacist, that I'm one. They said that Larry Elder was the leader of white supremacists in California. That's an LA Times headline. A black lawyer who's been a conservative icon for decades. He's a white supremacist. You didn't know that? About Larry Elder? So that's this asinine insanity. But people are like, oh, this is a joke. No, it's not a joke. It's our hijacked country with the same globalists that cooked up the Wuhan bioweapon, the China virus, that released it on us, that used it for a lockdown, that wouldn't let us have treatments, that now is bringing out other variants they're clearly spraying, that we learned from sources in the Pentagon was happening, now confirmed they've created these prion crystals that are synthetic but actually replicate from the spike protein, and we're spraying it on the Chinese people, not just us. People keep saying the Chinese government did it. No, the globalist consortium did it, and their target is all of humanity. So, National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, June 2021. Go read it. In here, word for word, it says, questioning elections, questioning lockdowns, you are a white supremacist, you are a terrorist. It actually says, this is white supremacist activities, white supremacism is terrorism. Well, now, the head of the Justice Department comes out 2 days ago, issues a letter within 48 hours of the teachers' unions coming out saying, we're being attacked by terrorists. We've gotten death threats. Probably called in on themselves. Oh, my God, people yelled at us. We want anyone getting loud or saying things like, you'll be stopped. We want them arrested. That's at the same time that they're attacking Rand Paul repeatedly and death threatening and shooting Scalise and burning down billions of dollars of buildings and shooting people in the back and saying Antifa's good and protests, are mostly peaceful, or whoever said they've got to be peaceful. These are all quotes by these people, and you've got Maxine Waters and all of them, and Biden a couple days ago saying people being attacked in elevators and chased in the bathrooms, that's just part of regular behavior when it's done to people they oppose. But if Owen Schroyer standing outside the Capitol with me as a press person covering January 6th and trying to stop it, he faces 2 years in jail for, quote, trespassing on the Capitol grounds. So this is a system rolling out and saying the American people are the enemy, saying that the American people are the problem, and that the whole focus of the federal government and the teachers' unions locally is to watch the terrorist. And then we also have quotes by major Democrat leaders all over the news that education should be left to the school, not the parents. Those are real quotes. I've got them coming up. It's all over the place. A few months ago, I was showing headlines. People thought they were fake. Out of Newsweek and the New York Times and others saying it's time to get parents out of the school. What do you think the lockdowns were last year, not letting parents in the school or people in to see their parents in nursing homes? Children can't see their parents in nursing homes. Parents can't see their children in first grade, fifth grade, 10th grade. You understand? It's a prison system. It's a bureaucracy declaring we're slaves in a giant Stanford research prison experiment or Milgram experiment. Look them up to see what orders will follow. And at first, a lot of folks follow the orders, but now they're not. They're figuring it out. They're sussing it. They smelled the rat. They saw the rat. And now they're being told, oh, you're terrorist. Here is the letter put out by the Attorney General directing the FBI and other agencies to go meet and do threat assessments and to be there and work with local law enforcement to stop the terrorist. Garland asked FBI to address threats against school board. All the rest of it, as they teach, your child is racist because they're white, and we're going to teach your five-year-old they're really a girl, or they're a boy, if they're a girl, that they're a boy, if they're a boy, they're a girl. All of this crap. This is the externalization of what they've done on the campuses onto the streets of America. Same thing in the military, everywhere. It's how the communists brainwash people in any nation that they control. It is a politically motivated abuse of power. GOP representative rages at A.G. Garland's weaponization of the DOJ against dissenting parents. Now do you get it? It is the weaponization The COVID is the weaponization. The open borders, the devaluation of the currency, the no borders, the no wall, the purging the military of smart people that won't take the experimental shot, of getting rid of the smart nurses. They're getting their army of subservient minions together that'll do what they're told. And who are going to be hopping pissed as they start getting sick from the shots, and they're going to be blaming us, which they already are, I predicted 20 months ago. Oh, we didn't take the shot. It's our fault they're sick, you see. We're terrorists. Remember, they saw the news. It's terrorism. You're like a suicide bomber, said Kathleen Sebelius, former head under Obama of Health and Human Services, if you don't take the shots. Your children are little murderers. They're terrorists when they don't take the shots or wear the mask. You're all bad. You're bad. We're good. All the whites are racist, and everybody else is dirty and bad and needs these shots. We got to surveil you and watch you, and don't talk to your neighbors. Don't look at the sunset, and just do whatever we say. It's an absolute revolution of big banks and corporations and bureaucrats and slime bags and pedophiles and trash against us as they try to absorb us and take us over. When we come back, I'll actually get to some of these clips and break down what's coming next in all of this. Stay with us.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Day. And when I shot this emergency report Wednesday night, I knew it was incredibly important, and I knew if listeners got it out, it would go chain reaction. Just like last Friday, we helped boost Mike Adams' story, and he gets a lot of stuff out without our help. That's great. I'm glad he's there. But our listeners really took that report that the Pentagon had put out, that a lawyer had discovered on the Pentagon's website with their AI software, saying the majority of people dead and dying in hospitals have had the so-called vaccines, and that it's destroying their immune system and giving them ADE. Now that's hit mainstream news today. That's in major newspapers today, and people are freaking out. Just hardcore numbers. You can't disagree with them. Well, Gateway Pundit saw it and thought it was compelling. Explosive video emerges of Fauci and HHS officials plotting for a new avian flu virus. That's a quote, to enforce universal flu vaccination. And I love how Jim Hoft did a better headline than I wrote Monday night, because he just has better headlines than I am, because that's really what it says. Our headline was powerful, but not that powerful. So we're going to cover that a little bit next segment. I want to give the number out on anything you want to ask, anything you want to say, you agree, you disagree, any subject you want to discuss on this Wednesday edition. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But we got to flip the computer system on. It's a computerized phone system. I think I got to flip it on. So call in a few minutes, or you'll just sit there calling into oblivion, and we will get you up and on the air. And I ask for one more thing. Let's let first-time callers on today. First-time callers today, but free for all. I want to hear from first-time callers or folks that haven't been on in a few years. 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, and if you're calling from someplace still under martial law like New Zealand, or Australia, or blue cities in the U.S., I'd love to hear from you as well. And we'll put you at the head of the line. 877-789-2539, or international country code 01-512-646-1776. Okay, let me just finish up with what I was getting into, though. The federal government has officially been captured by the globalists. They've been there a long time, but now they're in control. And they've had the FBI and the CIA as their official directive that the American people doing anything nationalistic or anything patriotic are terrorists, okay? And so then you wonder why they then go, oh, well, we want you to come after people at school boards. That's to intimidate you. And they'll surely now claim that, oh, we got chatter that some, you know, dad that got mad was planning something, and they'll be busted as a terrorist that was planning to blow up the school. I mean, you see where this goes, folks. But they may do a mass shooting at a school and say they were mad about the vaccines, or they were mad about the mask, or they were mad about a critical race theory, to make everyone that opposes their takeover the bad people. Just like the baby that died in Roe v. Wade in 1970 did not die. She's alive. It's all confirmed. Family admits it. Mother admits it. That was staged. Usually they want to control any big PR event, like babies in incubators were not thrown out and killed by Saddam to launch the whole Iraq war that killed millions of people later from starvation. That was all made up PR firm. The Gulf of Tonkin gets into Vietnam, that was staged. But the millions that died out of it, no, that was real. Operation Northwood was a staged operation. And we catch them all the time. That's why I've questioned other events that have anomalies, because you just don't know. I'd say 95% of the time, these big, giant events are staged. And Are we going to get it wrong sometimes? Absolutely. But now in hindsight, on the one or two I've said I might have got wrong questioning, I have a right to question. And now that I get more into it, I'm like, wait, there are anomalies I didn't even know about. Maybe those things are staged, or they're certainly staging something. I mean, once you go through Jussie Smollett and Bubba Wallace and ABC News saying, here are the Syrians blowing up a major city with 5,000-foot flames and mushroom clouds, and it's the machine gun shootout at Knob Creek, and they're 5-foot flames. Might as well have dioramas of army men killing each other. I mean, once you've been lied to, I mean, if I have a neighbor that lies to me 2 or 3 times, I never believe him. If they lie to me 20 times, I move out. I mean, they lie. Then, oh, Alex Jones is libeled. He questioned these events, and you know, you're not allowed to do that, and they misrepresent what I said or what I did. And then, well, let me have a jury trial. Oh, you didn't give us any of the stuff in depositions and in the meetings. You didn't give us discovery. So now you're forfeit. You don't get a jury trial on if you're guilty or not. A jury decides how much money you pay as a message to others to shut your mouth. Unprecedented. When we gave them more discovery than anybody's ever seen. All of it lies. But that's okay, because that's all they got. That's what the system's got. So they're fighting old battles, trying to discredit those of us that have credibility, when it is now a pop saying everywhere. I walk in to a grocery store. I walk in to get my teeth cleaned. I walk in to places I've never been. And you know what people say to me? Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right. And it's not about Alex Jones having an ego or Alex Jones being this big superstar. That's not what it is. It's about the truth and Alex Jones being a symbol of the truth that they tried to make a symbol of lies, and they have failed. They have failed big time. They have failed to suppress you and your family. They failed to suppress me. Yeah, I did a really good interview with Elijah Schaefer. I think they did a great job. Savannah Hernandez, formerly with InfoWars. I'm glad she's up there at the Blaze. She does a great job there. And it's an hour and 20 minutes long. It's excellent. They cover a lot of the history of what we've done. It's a really in-depth interview. I think it's one of the best interviews I've given. They let me talk. And I was also in a very calm mood because I'd already been doing so much. And that's now live at InfoWars.com. I hope you share that as well. But getting back to this, coming up later, video, Tucker Carlson warns it's now criminal to disagree with your kids in school. Well, it's now terrorist. That's how desperate and outside and alien the globalists are to the American Republic way of life. There's a meme going around that shows, again, the parents that were being called terrorists holding up signs saying, parents' choice, let the parents decide, no mask mandate, parents' choice, our children, our choice. And then here, ladies and gentlemen, is the mostly peaceful protest of billions of dollars destroyed, more than 30 people killed, and thousands injured. That is the peace of the left. That is the love of the left. That is what they're doing. And then, after I take calls, and we get more to this later, everybody's focused on 4 injured in high school shooting in Arlington, Texas, until it came out he was black, and they had a big problem saying white supremacist strike again. But if he'd have been another incel type or whatever, you know, then, oh my God, a white supremacist, whites are all evil, then in the world, oh my gosh. Meanwhile, over 1 million people in the last decade have died in Mexico in killings and murders at the hands of other Hispanics. Now, 100,000 in the last year are missing on the Texas-Mexico border, almost all of them killed by the coyotes, like this man that was hung and killed. He wasn't lynched by the white supremacists. He was lynched by the Hispanic coyotes. And I'm not bashing Hispanic folks. It's Hispanic folks being killed by Hispanics. But that's the facts. Mr. Machete Kills. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. But they got you focused on a few shootings and focused on a few white supremacists as if we're all killing each other when it's people killing people. And it's evil that's causing all this. We're going to come back with your phone calls and the big news that is the top of GatewayPundit.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock. 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Red Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and find the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Is real, my friends.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Riley and Charlie and Cody and Nelson and Rick and Wayne and Kevin and Bob and so many others. Toll free number 877-789-2539. Here's somebody hang up. That's your chance to get on. I'm sure you're all amazing callers. I'm just going to try to go to each person for a minute and a half or so, because if I go long winded with you, and no matter how great you are, I'll never get to the next caller. So it kind of ends up hurting everybody. Again, it's wide open phones. Any subjects you want to raise, I just want to state one more thing. I'll take a bunch of calls and cover a bunch more news I haven't gotten to next hour and the next hour after that. But the private central banks are totally ruthless. They've taken the world over by fractional reserve banking and derivatives, and now global carbon tax system that will track and trace what you do and control what you can do. It's all now official. It's here. It's not coming. They mean to use this to artificially shut down development in the world and starve the third world to death, but let some of them escape and overwhelm the first world, because the UN will then direct those giant migrant flows that are to be bigger than the indigenous population inside the country. The UN report from 2001 says by 2050, they want 600 plus million people in the U.S. No, 600 million to migrate to the U.S. So the U.S. would be close to a billion people. And it talks about 200 million from Africa alone just in France. Just type in replacement migration. It'll be on the UN website. Here we are 20 years later, and we're living. So the big banks are flooding everything with currency right now to buy up real assets before they implode it, leaving us with the debt, the devaluation, and then bringing in their new digital currency that totally controls us. This is not a good scenario. This is a market to be scenario. And things you do now will affect you greatly in the future to be able to survive. If you don't get ready, you will be starved to death in the future. This is a long-term decade game. They want to be massively depopulating by 2030. They already are, but this is all just testing it, seeing if we buy it, seeing if we go along with it. If we identify the globalists, if we identify they're behind COVID-19, if they start getting arrested, if everybody wakes up to their agenda, even a large portion will do it, of the Great Reset, how they operate, it's over. It's what they want us off air. But if people don't get this as a new type of war, it's over. And that's why it's so good that Gateway Pundit has linked to what we did in the emergency broadcast Monday night. And if we can, let's pull up that emergency broadcast for Monday night. I don't know how many views it's got now on Bandai Video, but it had like 600,000 when I saw it last night. It needs 50 million. I mean, it's Fauci on TV with the head of HHS bragging about releasing bioweapons. So it's up to 1.6 million since last night. That's great. We're 10% of the way to 10 million. We need 100 million. Monday night emergency broadcast. Video emerges of Fauci and his HHS plotting to stage massive health scare using new virus. Gateway Pundit does a better job. They put out a very short boil down of the 40-minute video that's in their article. They link to our larger one. Explosive video emerges of Fauci and HHS officials plotting for a new avian flu virus to enforce universal flu vaccination video. Now, why do you think they're doing, for the first time in a case like this, where people actually showed up and did depositions and gave people the evidence, gave them the discovery when they gave us nothing in Texas, why would they say you don't get a trial? Because they want us shut down. They want us closed. Everybody's ringing my phones off the hook. Are you going to still be on air? Well, they still have to have the kangaroo operation. They already have a kangaroo show trial, in my view, doing this. So I would imagine they're going to try to seat a kangaroo jury to decide how much I owe. See, it's not you're guilty until proven innocent. It's not innocent until proven guilty as it's supposed to be. It's you're guilty, and then now we're going to decide how guilty. From a political operative that's been reversed by the Texas Supreme Court that tried to block the Texas abortion law and a bunch of other stuff. A Soros minion. I take that as an extreme badge of courage that I've got the radical leftist operatives seeing me as the enemy. I mean, I expect that. That's why John Hancock signed his name so big. I mean, I'm not looking for the trouble. I don't enjoy it, but I expect it. So all I ask is for you to keep us on air, and you will continue to see us deliver, 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 thanks to God, empowering us and giving me the discernment and the direction and the will to do this. And people can notice that I've upped my energy and my focus and my clarity because I have absolutely got on my knees and asked God to hold me up. And I'm asking you to pray for me to hold me up. And I pray for you that we all be held up and be strong against the enemy, that God hold us up in the face of this onslaught, empower us. And so it's a hell of a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time to get close to God. Very important article. I'm going to go to your calls. Explosive video emerges of Fauci and HHS officials plotting for a new avian flu virus to enforce universal flu vaccination. See, what happens if you get excited about this video? What happens if others do? You see, they can take you off YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, but they've got Bandai Video to deal with and Rumble and Gab, and others who are all under massive attack. Congressional hearings about us all, wanting us all silenced. Wanting to silence the Blaze. Got a lot of good hosts over there. Beck's gotten a lot better and woken up. Tucker Carlson awake. Joe Rogan awake. Wait till you see the next few podcasts coming out tomorrow and the next day. I'm not going to tell you who's going to be on, but it's going to be big. I'll just leave it at that. So much happening, ladies and gentlemen. So much going on as people realize that they're going to lose everything if they don't fight this. And realizing it's just as evil as Alex Jones said it was, and then some more. And then some. So, Alex Jones of InfoWars made a special broadcast on Monday night regarding an explosive video of Fauci and his HHS officials and other health experts discussing how to enforce universal flu vaccination in a summit organized by Milken Institute of Washington, D.C. And they're talking about flu earlier. He goes on to say we need something like a bird virus out of China. That's actually COVID. Goes on. Alex Jones highlighted three clips from the hour-long video of the summit. It's really 40 minutes, but he threw in some nurses and their testimony at the end, because it's an hour, I guess, yeah, total. Alex Jones highlighted three clips from the hour-long video of the summit from C-SPAN, which proved the COVID-19 pandemic was planned and that Big Pharma worked with the UN and other corrupt government officials to develop and release the COVID-19 virus ahead of the Great Reset. The first clip featured Michael Spector, a journalist. He's a Spector, all right. From the New Yorker, and also an adjunct professor of bioengineering at Stanford University. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and Rick Bright, the director of HHS Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. In the video, they conceptualize having a new outbreak of a novel avian flu virus from China so they can bypass the method of FDA approval and enforce mRNA vaccine to the masses. And it goes through all the quotes and everything else for you. Thank you so much. Because I stayed up here till 8 at night with Don Salazar writing a little blurb and getting it out with some of the crew. But they took it and made it even better. So thank you, Gateway Pundit. Go to gatewaypundit.com and get it out. Thank you for fighting with us. We're fighting with you. We are together. I'm not in competition with the Gateway Pundit. I'm not in competition with Tucker Carlson. I'm not in competition with Joe Rogan. I'm not in competition with any of these people. I'm in competition with evil. I want to stop it. I'm in competition with those that want to kill me and my family and depopulate me. And we are going to defeat them. All right, we're going to go to break. Then I promise we're going right to your phone calls on the other side. And then for the next 2 hours after that, bam, bam, bam. But in the third hour, OAN has got this one particular talk show host and analyst. He is Pearson Sharp. And I recorded him like 2 weeks ago saying some stuff about COVID that was really well done, true. And then again today, I was getting a coffee before I went live, and he was on there again, knocking out of the park. And so I want to play some clips of this guy. Yeah. Woo! More soldiers, more leaders rising, more people engaging as they figure out how real this is. And I just keep seeing these amazing men and women pop up and, in many cases, outpace me, and that's my job. Become obsolete and grow old watching the globalists defeated. But something tells me that's not what's going to happen. They'll be defeated, but I don't think I'll be growing old, do you?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Alex Jones Show. It's not supposed to exist, but because of you, it does. So while you still can, the twilight of the Republic. Maybe it's the dawn. It's up to you. Share the article. Share the video. Share the links from freeworldnews.tv, infowars.com, band.video. Okay. We're going to go to your phone calls, and I forgot. I said to the crew, no guests today, a few days ago, because I had a special guest flying in. And I meant to have time to make sure they could be on, and I wasn't sure what time they'd be able to fly in because they were having to change some flights. And then I was wondering today, why do I have no guests? You know, I'm hosting all 4 hours. And I sat there, and I thought, and I didn't know why. And I said, well, it'll click in my head in a minute. And then Bob Barnes just walked through the door 5 minutes ago. One of the smartest guys I know, a great patriot. So we will open the phones up now. And right through the next hour, so everybody on the board will get to you and more. And then we're going to have Bob Barnes here, and he's got a lot to talk about. And hell, he'll probably want to open the phones up as well. And I am going to play those clips also mentioned of Pearson Sharp and what he's been saying. It's over the top, smart, and informative. So right now, thank you for holding. I really appreciate everybody holding and calling in. Let's go in the order that the calls have been received. Charlie is in FEMA Region 5. Let's talk about Stockholm Syndrome, COVID mandates, and protests globally. Thank you, Charlie. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Jones, how are you?
I'm great talking to you. Every day above ground is a great day.
Nice. I agree. Well, like you were saying, you know, with I think it was Darren McGreen that had a video about Australia and the protests and all that good stuff. And I just see masses of people, hordes of people just flooding the streets. And I'm just thinking to myself, when is that going to happen in the USA? Like, I don't see that happening here. I mean, if this is supposedly, you know, there's lots of patriots, whatever, 100 million that have yet to be vaccinated, then where are those people taking to the streets?
What's happening is things aren't as bad here yet, but they're planning on doing that in their own documents, their own admissions. The Senate's had introduced bills to block Biden creating domestic checkpoints. So we're getting there. There's been some big demonstrations in New York and California and all over. Just the media doesn't cover it and big tech blocks it. But it doesn't matter. The people still get out there together. But I hear you. We need everybody. Hell, I've been demonstrating for 20 months, you know, since February of last year. But you're right. We need to do more. And I tell you what, coming up towards the end of October, we need to have a demonstration against future lockdowns because they're certainly trying them and against mass mandates of children. And so let's just pick a date. By the end of the show, I'll pick a date for us to have a demonstration downtown Austin. Then we'll march down the road. Peacefully, but we may do some civil disobedience, go ahead and block some roads, and see what happens. So great points. Thank you, Charlie. All right, let's take another caller. Let's talk to Wayne in Washington. Wayne, welcome. Your wife's a nurse being forced to get vaxxed or lose the job. That's what you say.
That's right, Alex. Yeah, hey, Alex, I want to tell you, we pray for you every day. You're the man. That's all I can say. My wife was pretty downhearted yesterday when she came home from work, so I played her that Ted Nugent clip, and that definitely lifted her spirits there. So.
Yeah, Ted's always great, but that, yeah. Ted was just, you could feel the energy and commitment and anger there, but very controlled. Ted, that was
and
the
I
best.
Share it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, they had a document that they sent home that was a religious exemption, and we have been devout Christians. We love the Lord. We love Jesus. And she spent days and evenings going through two or three pages that she had typed up and articles. And then after she turned that information in, they said, oh, well, that's fine, but still, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to work in this clinic unless they've had two doctors that are leaving as well. Actually, one's already left.
Well, sir, that's the process is doctors and nurses that want freedom have to get together and form your own clinics. My wife's cousin, they funded this school for generations, a private school in Omaha, and they said that all the teachers have to be given injections and that all the kids have to wear masks. And so they pulled out about a third of the kids left and they ended up getting a building down the street and they're all having great school there. So the answer is pull out of it. But if she wants to fight it, she can say you have no right to violate my First Amendment and say if my religious exemption is good or not. B, it violates the Nuremberg Code. And C, that hospital or clinic won't give her the shot. They're going to make them go to a Walmart or a CVS that's been given liability protection. They won't even give it. So have them give her the shot at the clinic and have them sign a waiver that they have liability. They won't do it. And if she tells them, okay, I'm going to sue you, they'll probably back off. But we need to start pushing back, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex, so much.
Anything else, brother? You got a question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to say the other thing is that I'm a grandfather of five, and my daughter is homeschooling. The kids are absolutely brilliant. As a matter of fact, the last three of her babies we've had at home with midwives. So we don't do hospitals. I'm a pancreatic cancer survivor. I'll be 10 years cancer-free next Tuesday.
Congratulations. For folks that don't know, that's one of the rarest ones to survive. How'd you do it?
I'm a 2% survivor, Alex. 10 years out.
How'd you do it, sir?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ did it. That's the only way I did it. I can't take any credit for doing that. I guess I'm one of these busy bee guys. I have no off switch, kind of like you. And so my attitude in my head was, I don't have time for this. I have things to do, and my prayers and my family's prayers and prayers of our friends is how I did it.
Beautiful, Wayne. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Cody in California. Welcome, Cody.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, how you doing, Alex? I was calling about yesterday. I took my wife to the emergency room, and the security guard stopped me at first. He said, well, you can't go in there. You got to go back out. Only your wife patients can go into the hospital. I said, well, she suffers seizures. I have a magnet. She have a VNS. I have to swipe her. So she let me go into the back. So we go in the back of the hospital. All the nurses knew what was going on. So one nurse was in the room with us. She was like, have you been tested positive for COVID? I said, no. Then she said, have you had the vaccine? I said, no. So she said, you have to leave the hospital. You can't be back here. I said, why not? She said, because you haven't been tested. So she kept. So she came back and left. She bought me a chair. She said, we don't have a chair for you because so we don't allow people back here. She said, it isn't fair that you be back here. And all these thousands of doctors at Kaiser now lost their job. And the nurses lost their job because they want to take the shot. And you still back here. That's not fair. But then she went later on. She went and talked to her supervisor and said, you got to leave. So I said, well, first of all, so I told her, first of all, you're the one that spread the vaccine, the people that got the shot, not me. I said, I'm helping. And she left me alone after that.
Absolutely. You got to push back. And that's what all the medical doctors I've had on. You got to demand of your families in there that they get hydroxychloroquine, that they get ivermectin, that they get IV vitamin C, and say you'll pay for it. And again, they need budesonide, sir. But how's your wife doing now?
Oh, she's doing good. She had to go get stitches. That's the only reason. She didn't want to go to the hospital. She said, I don't want to go. I don't want to get COVID. I told her to call the ambulance. She said, no, I don't want to go in the ambulance. I don't want to get COVID. So when we got there, she was bleeding and everything, and they took us, like, almost right away.
Well, your wife's smart. The place you don't want to be is the hospital, folks.
Right. Yeah, because I was looking at the lady. She kept bothering me. The nurse kept coming back bothering me, talking about, oh, you got to leave. You can't be back. It ain't fair to you, and it's not fair to the other workers because other workers have lost their jobs because they wouldn't take the shot. I got so tired of her. I was angry. I was like, look, I said, you're the one transmitting it. You got the shot, y'all. And she left right there and left me alone.
Beautiful, sir. Thank you, Cody. All right, we're going to go to break in a few minutes, and I'm going to come back with Bob, Kevin, Jim, Scott, Brian, Larry, Stan, Riley, all of you. Did a pretty good job. Took like, what, four calls that segment. We're going to come back. We're just going to take call after call after call. And then I've got some of the other news here we haven't gotten to. What is 2SLGBTQQIA+? We'll tell you about that coming up. And Merrick Garland's got caught in some big trouble along with the former head of one of the major federal agencies for being involved with the creation of COVID-19. We've got that for you coming up separately. Please remember, we can't stay on the air without your help. Plus, we've got great products you and your family need. DNA Force Plus, sold out for 6 months. Back in stock with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the highest quality of that. There's just some other stuff out there that's synthetic that's basically worthless. Organic Reishi, ELV, ATP, Astragalus, root extract, and even more. And this stuff cleans out your mitochondria, cleans out your cells, gets the garbage out. The platinum super diamond jewel in the crown standard for your immune system. The telomeres can even regrow damaged nerves. I mean, you're about to say that about PQQ and CoQ10, especially the PQQ. So it all works together synergistically, and little bitty bottles of these cost as much as this does when it's the real stuff. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 40% off, and we've got BrainForce Ultra. Again, about to sell out. It's still discounted. InfoWarsStore.com and Ultra 12 and Winter Sun, 50% off. That's going to end soon as well. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People ask me, Alex, why did you come?